Welcome to Devotionary and our study of the book of Galatians, called No Other Gospel. Today in chapter 3 of Galatians, we'll be covering verses 1 through 14. In these verses, Paul is going to dig deeper into the contrast between faith and works. He's going to hammer home his strong, unwavering assertion that salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, with nothing else whatsoever required. In fact, even after salvation, works don't suddenly become the barometer by which God measures our degree of faith. His love for us doesn't waver based on the quality or quantity of our works. According to Paul, the righteous are not only saved by faith, they are to live by faith, trusting that God's love for them has only one condition, their ongoing faith and dependence upon the death of Christ and His righteousness. What's more, the scriptures look forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you." So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. Galatians 3, verses 8 through 9, the New Living Translation. This is obviously a huge issue to Paul, because he's still talking about it well into the body of his letter. He's going out of his way to let the Gentiles know that there is nothing more that they need other than their faith in Christ. These men who had showed up declaring that the salvation of the Galatian believers was incomplete because they had failed to convert to Judaism were, in Paul's eyes, false brothers. If what they taught was what they really believed, they weren't truly believers at all, because they had believed a false gospel. They somehow believed that their Jewishness put them ahead of the curve. After all, they thought, Jesus had been a Jew. He had kept the law and obeyed all the ceremonial requirements, and so did his disciples. So if someone wanted to be one of his followers, they concluded, he had to become a Jew. But Paul puts that logic to rest. First and foremost, because that is not what Jesus taught. But secondly, because the good news had always been based on faith, not works. Long before the law had been given, God declared Abraham righteous because of his faith, not because of his obedience or adherence to any laws or requirements. In his letter to the Romans, Paul tells them, Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of our Jewish nation. What did he discover about being made right with God? If his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about, but that was not God's way. For the scripture tells us, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Romans 4, verses 1 through 3. Paul was using the patriarch of the Hebrew people as an example of faith. Abraham wasn't chosen by God because he was Jewish. He wasn't seen as righteous by God because he kept the law, because it didn't even exist yet. He wasn't even deemed righteous by God because he had been circumcised. Again, Paul writes to the Roman Christians, was he counted righteous only after he was circumcised, or was it before he was circumcised? Clearly, God accepted Abraham before he was circumcised. Circumcision was a sign that Abraham already had faith and that God had already accepted him and declared him to be righteous, even before he was circumcised. Romans 4, verses 10 through 11. Law-keeping has a certain attraction to us as human beings. It appeals to our pride and sense of self-accomplishment. From the time we are children, we're trained to aspire to get the gold star in our homework or the A+ at the top of our paper. We are driven to make it onto the winning team. We become obsessed with achievement and recognition for our efforts. This attitude infiltrates and permeates our entire lives, even our spiritual lives. We look for ways to measure up and can actually end up competing with others to see who is the most spiritual. We use criteria like quiet time, prayer, service, giving, Bible study attendance, and biblical knowledge to achieve some degree of righteousness and prove our spiritual depth. But Paul warns us, just like he did the Galatian believers, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Galatians 3, verse 11. Studying the Bible, prayer, service, and giving are all evidence of a life of faith, not the means to get there. These things don't make us right in God's eyes. We can't earn His favor or acceptance through effort. We do these things because we believe in His Son and have accepted His gift of salvation made possible through His death on the cross. We read the Bible to get to know God and His Son better. We pray so that we might share with and hear from Him. We serve because His Son served us and left us an example to follow. We give because we have been given to abundantly by God and have been called to share out of that abundance with others. It is so easy to let an attitude of earning based on effort to creep into our spiritual lives. And Paul is warning us to watch out. Faith leads to righteousness, not hard work. Belief in Jesus Christ as your Savior is the only requirement God has placed on any of us. Any obedience to His laws or commands that comes based on a life of faith will be based on an attitude of gratitude, not earning or merit. I have nothing to prove to God. I have nothing I need to do to make God love me any more than He already does. I don't have anything I need to do to keep God pleased with me. He loved me even when I was still trapped in my own sinfulness and sent His Son to die for me. God didn't save me because I deserved it. And it takes real faith to believe that. Father, salvation by faith alone is so counterintuitive. It goes against our human reasoning. It makes no sense. Nobody gets something for nothing. Everything in life has to be earned. But You have made salvation a gift. You gave us Your Son in spite of us, not because of us. You gave us what we could never have earned or ever deserved. And it takes faith to believe that. Help us to continue to replace faith in ourselves with faith in Your Son. Amen.